Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello, I'm Ellie Gibson.
And I'm Helen Thorne.
And today is weird.
I don't even know where I am.
No, I think we're in a parallel universe.
I don't know what's going on, but we're here, everyone.
Yes, we are here. Yes, and we sort of do and we don't have a guest today. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Let's explain it. So this is like going to be a bonus episode, which we've never done before, Helen.
I know. I mean, between you and me, listener, Ellie has put out this podcast every second Tuesday for nearly 7 years, and it makes her feel very calm and in control. So, look,
I like the order, I like the frequency, I like the regularity. So I've resisted for 7 years doing, like, bonus episodes and extra episodes and all of that. But guess what? Times have changed.
The world's on fucking fire, Ellie.
So the world is literally coughing itself blind. So, So
the rules have gone out the window.
For example, the rule, Helen, that if we book a show at a theatre, we then turn up at the theatre and perform the show and the audience come along. That rule's, we've had to get rid of that rule, haven't we?
That is all done. That's right. Apparently, children aren't going to school anymore.
Best day of my life. So here's the thing. So we're not, you might have seen on our Instagram, but we're not doing the live shows at the moment. We've rescheduled all the ones up until May. Mm-hmm. So if you've got a ticket for one of our shows before May, then if you go to the theatre, they can tell you the new date and you can come along to that one. And then it depends on the theatre. Some of them might offer you a refund, but...
The thing is that the theatres will be absolutely on their knees now. They'll be struggling. So if you feel like giving a kind donation of your ticket price, as in don't ask for a refund, that will help a local theatre immensely.
Yeah, and we know that's not an option for a lot of people. A lot of people aren't working. Worried
God,
about
no.
Money. Totally. Yeah.
No, get your refund if you need it. But if you don't, if you can spare that, you know, 15 quid cash, it's probably a really nice thing to do.
Yeah, because it's not just about us show-off pricks. It's about the people who, you know, run the box office and the bar and clean the toilets and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So
the people with actual talents.
People who actually have real jobs that that mean something and make a difference in the world.
Exactly.
So that's good. So that's that really. So yeah, we thought we'd do a little bonus episode, didn't we?
That's right. So we've been sitting here in Ellie's kitchen, cocking up.
Like the last 4 years.
It was like cooking up some ideas. So we thought we'd do some extra podcasts, but also we're going to do some Instagram live. So we're going to schedule a few, you know, it's like being at a live podcast, or we'll just be dicks on screen, basically.
Yeah. So we're going to put this out on Thursday, the 19th of March, and tomorrow night, Friday, the 20th of March, 8:30 p.m.
Yeah, that is
8:30 p.m. UK time. We are going to do a live sort of show, I guess we're calling it. We're calling it a Scummy Night In.
Yeah, like a variety show. So there might be wigs, catsuits, and we've also
the variety is there's going to be some laughing and some crying. And a lot of drinking.
That's right. Some comedy, some art.
Yes.
But we'll be here. I know it could be art.
She's not mentioned art before. Might have to cancel it.
Oh, dear. But anyway, we just thought, you know, look, who knows what anybody's going through at the moment, but we just thought we'd provide a bit of joy and a bit of nonsense for you. And people have already said they're going to join us, which is very nice.
Yeah, thank you very much to everyone who shared it and tagged their mates. And that's brilliant. I really like it. We'll see how it goes. But this could be a thing, Thorn. This could be a thing for us to do now that we're otherwise basically unemployed, which is good times.
I mean, I must say, like, I've known Ellie Gibson for nearly, well, I have known her for 7 years, and her favourite thing is to be in her own house. So, I mean, there's an up.
Let's just say I'm not the person suffering the most in this scenario. My sympathy goes out to those who like being outdoors. I've got a lot of cheese in, I'm fine.
She's got several pairs of jogging bottoms, she'll be all right.
So many. Wearing my E17 grey camo ones today, very comfortable. So anyway, so here's the thing. So the other day, we recorded a podcast that we've had booked in for ages with Dr. Angharad Radkin. Am I saying that right?
Yes, I don't know.
Well, she's not here to argue.
I mean, you could call her Mrs. Blobby if you like. She
probably like that.
She would love that. But no, just by chance, we had booked in this amazing child psychologist, and she has written a book called Finding Your Girl Squad, which is all about children and friends and bullying. But just so happens, she had all the knowledge, and we asked her about how to talk to your kids about the coronavirus and this current shit show.
Yeah. So we're going to put out the full length podcast with Angharad sort of later on in the year. Not sure when, but the podcast about Find Your Girl Squad, we'll be putting that out in a bit. But we thought, topical, isn't it, mate?
Yes,
topical.
Very current.
Why don't we share her advice for dealing with your kids' anxiety about corona and your own anxiety and how we talk to kids about the whole thing? Why don't we share that now? Because it might be irrelevant in a month for many reasons. So let's not get too dark.
No.
So that's what we're going to do. So we're going to play for you now Dr. Radkin's advice on all that shit. As we're recording this, the coronavirus thing is sort of kicking off. We've just been told that, you know, we should all be staying indoors a bit more and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And obviously kids are going to pick up information. They're getting hand sanitizer at school, all this stuff. How do we talk to a child who has worries about corona?
Yeah, it depends on their age. And I guess the blanket advice is find out what their worries are and what their understanding is. Because their worries and understanding of it is going to be very different to yours, which is going to be very different to your other child's because they've got different ages and stuff like that. So find out what do you know about coronavirus? What is it that you're worried about? And what the children that I've spoken to, actually, they're not massively worried about it really. I think that will change when we get into sort of all isolation stuff and their day-to-day life changes, but at the moment a lot of them aren't, because it's not hitting kids, it's not they're not seeing kids being really poorly. So but for example, working with people with OCD, you know, obsessive compulsive disorder, where they do an awful lot of hand washing because they've got contamination fears, all of that's had to shift recently, because actually the contamination fear is quite realistic, whereas usually you're able to say what are the chances.
So,
sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. The chances are good.
So I'd say find out what their worries are.
Yeah.
Don't overdo the info, because their little brains just can't take it all in. Our little brains can't take it all in, but certainly theirs can't. And once they want to stop talking about it, stop talking about it. I think as parents, we want to say, oh, and actually, there's just one more thing. And if they've had enough of it, talking about it, let them walk away and go and do Lego.
Just wash your hands. Wash your hands.
Just wash your hands. Try not to touch your face. And, you know, let's all enjoy doing our 1,000-piece jigsaw for the next 4 months.
That's what I was thinking about that. I was like, as long as, you know, other delivery services are available, whatever, you know, can keep delivering books and games. Yeah.
My father-in-law is literally stocking up on jigsaw puzzles. That's his response to crisis. And I love it for him.
That's
how Britain won two world wars. That sort of attitude.
A lovely constable on the table.
Yes, exactly.
At least 1,000 pieces. I'm all up for that.
What about grown-ups then? So how do we deal with our own worries? Because obviously it's very, you know, I've found that I have to look a bit less at my phone. Because like social media is just everyone panicking. And then I feel myself.
And you go into the hole, don't you?
And it really is a hole, and you've got to dig yourself back out. I mean, the advice is don't go in that hole. Really, we know what we need to know now. Mm-hmm. We know it's highly contagious, but actually most of us are probably going to be all right. So beyond that, I reckon don't listen to the news. Don't look at stuff, because I just don't think we can deal with it. Our levels of anxiety are going to ramp up so much, because the more emotional we get, the less logical we get. So actually, once we've seen the headline, you're going to lose a loved one. You know, your anxiety is sky high. You're not going to be able to logically then look through the numbers and think, oh, chances are it'll be fine. So I would say just protect yourselves, because the more worried we are, the more worried our children will be. And we don't have to pretend that everything's tickety-boo, but we also need to let them know, you know, chances are we're going to be fine. This is just a little bit of a change to our normal life. But you know what? We've got lots of lovely time together where we'll be able to do our 1,000-piece jigsaws and actually just spend time together.
Because I think I was saying this to you earlier, but
I feel like my brain, I have the kind of brain that likes information, likes to know all the facts, and then I can work it out and like, fine. So my brain is like, more information, put the radio on, look at your phone again, yes, ring someone, ask them what they think, even though they're not a scientist or a doctor. Like, get more facts. Yeah. But I think, I've tried to think about it, and I think what I'm really doing is, my brain really wants the fact that says, oh, it's all fine, and we've done an experiment, and it's all going to be over by Thursday, and we can all go back to McDonald's. It's fine. And that's
you want the breaking news. You want the
absolutely, absolutely. And I think it's that search for certainty, isn't it? At a time of uncertainty, when we get uncertain and unsure about things, we want to try and control the situation more. And I think the news is having a heyday because yes, it's passing on information, but it's also an industry, an entertainment industry, and it is going to keep trying to pull us in to want to find out more. And I think our search for certainty, keep it domestic, keep it, you know, in terms of where am I going to get my next roll of toilet paper or what's going to be the 100th lunch that I have to make for my children.
Oh God, now you've got me thinking about toilet paper. Oh God, it started up again. Oh, I've got to go.
Trigger warning. We will be talking about toilet paper on the podcast. I went to the Co-op and the Little Sainsbury's yesterday. Shelves were absolutely stacked. And then I was like, oh, what do I get? And then I just bought like 4 packets of biscuits. I was we're all just going to get sick.
I went to Waitrose. There's no mince, there's no chicken, but there's still like, you know, arborio risotto rice. There's parmesan.
Oh,
like,
thank God.
It's fine.
I did wake up last night, bolt upright, realised that we haven't got any onions in the house. I thought, I've got to get some onions. Yeah,
that sauce base will... You know,
that's it. There's onions and everything, isn't there? I've got to get some onions. So I will go and find some onions.
So that's the advice. Don't obsess over social media and buy more onions. That's, in a nutshell, what you've got to say.
Control what you can. Control what you can.
I feel so much better.
Excellent. Well, I've learned something.
Yes. I mean, I feel basically I'm like a qualified doctor myself now.
I know. Yeah. Everything is calm. Everything is fine.
Oh, she's lovely, Dr. Rudkin. She's a very calming presence.
Yeah, she was fantastic. And you know what? It's really nice to just have just a couple of tools to get you through. Because I think in these times you get so much fucking information from everywhere and different friends telling you this and heard this rumour. But actually just to be able to deal within, you know, with your kids and yourself is so important.
Yeah. How are you bearing up? I mean, I'll be honest. I feel like really mad, like really, really mad. Like I, because you know, I went to Japan on holiday with my parents. You might have seen again on our Insta stories a few weeks ago, and I feel a bit like I died in a plane crash on the way back.
Yes,
and now I'm living in a sort of Lost style parallel universe that I have to get out of. I don't know what I'm supposed to do to get out of it.
I mean, I feel like you've played a lot of video games in your past, and
maybe that's it.
You've unlocked a world that you don't want to be in.
Yeah, I do not want to download this extra content. This is not something I bargained for. So yeah, I feel a bit mad some of the time.
Yeah.
But then a lot of the time, I feel like weirdly calm. And I quite enjoy being enraged with people panicking and just going, oh, for God's sake, everyone should calm down. But there's a bit of me that's like, is that just because you're in denial and you should be panicking more? How are you doing?
So my general outlook on life is everything's going to be fine, everything's going to be lovely. Because I am a smoother overer. My general...
A smoverer.
A smoverer. You heard it first. And my general kind of outlook on life is, you know, look for the positives and it's going to be okay. And so I was like, so I was just sort of doing that thing. And I have got mild panic and I've got a bit of mild anxiety about it. But most of the time I think I have a house, my kids and I are currently safe and healthy, and I just have to take every day as it comes. I mean, it's not like there's no army at my front door going, stay inside.
We're putting this out on Thursday. Let's, you know, if you listen to this on Friday, I mean, fingers crossed.
Look, I'm taking it as an opportunity. If I'm going to spend whoever knows how long with my kids, I thought, oh wow, we could try new foods like Spam.
Opal fruits. They're not called opal fruits anymore.
No, they're coming back, but that's the point. I mean, these are the times we're living in.
People need.
Opal fruits are coming back, everyone.
But are they going to be called Starburst, or are they...
No, I don't know, but they should be called opal fruits.
We should do a special bonus episode about that when they come back.
The amount of content you'll be receiving. You won't come move for Scummy Mummy's podcast. But look,
what next? Snickers is marathon again? I can't cope. Anyway, go on.
But look, I... I have to be realistic. I am Australian in London, and I have two elderly parents in Australia who I can't get to. So I think that for me is the biggest worry. And my mum has really bad lungs, and my dad is really old. So, I mean, that's a hard thing, but I have siblings in Australia who can look after them. So I guess that's my biggest worry.
Yeah, you've got that extra layer, haven't you?
Yeah, and also, I mean, how many nights in a row can we eat pesto pasta? And look, I've been in training for this for 6 years, and I think I can do it. I can live off crappy food, because basically that's how I've done it for the last 10 years. But yeah, I'm worried about older members of my family, and I'm just pissed off we can't do our live shows, Ellie, because that's one of my greatest joys in my life.
Yeah, and I was like, before, because we sort of held off to the last minute, didn't we, before we had to cancel them, and the government said we had to cancel them, and I was genuinely looking forward to like putting the stupid cat suit on and getting on stage and going, right, everyone, this is shit, but come on, we've got to, like, you know. And everyone on social media has been so supportive and very understanding about the fact we've had to cancel them, but before that everyone was very much like, yeah, we should, you know, we need a laugh. So
yeah,
so that's the thinking behind the Friday night internet show we mentioned earlier. Like, yeah, that's why we're doing it, because we can't sit around and cry and panic all day.
No,
it's exhausting.
Those cat suits won't wear themselves, Ellie.
Exactly. That's, you know.
And then fuck it, they need an airing, and I'm not going to keep it in the scummy van for 3 months.
God,
woof.
They're probably patient zero, those cat suits.
Oh my god, they'll start walking out of the van soon.
Yeah,
with all that culture on them. But and what's really nice is that we've had such great, you know, as Ellie was saying, feedback from the fans. And I think, you know, as mothers, we're so good at supporting each other. I think the mothers are coming into the force now. Because fucking hell, we've got a lot to bear in the next few weeks.
Yes, and I like that you and I are still seeing each other and still work. Because fuck it, if one of us is going to get it, the other one's going to get it. Do you know what I mean? Let's not piss about.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, when I'm with you, I can't look. Well, I can, but I don't as much look at social media and have Radio 4 on, have the news on the telly. Like, so it's a bit. It's a good distraction, because I think, as we were saying there with Anne Carrad, like, I can get sucked into this spiral of like, I need more information. Which, having said that, like, does help. Like I was saying to you, like, in South Korea, things are looking up. In Hubei, in China, no new cases today. Now look, here are my straws. Don't stop me clutching at them. Don't take them away from me. I'm clutching at the straws and I'm hanging on to them for dear life. And that's my coping mechanism.
I think it's an excellent coping mechanism. And also, if you want to write to us about how you're feeling, you know, write us on the emails, or, you know, contact us on social media and all that sort of stuff. Just get it out there. There's no point worrying and being holding it inside. Just reach out.
But just don't tell me your mate in the press office for the Mayor of London has told you that they're going to drop a nuclear bomb on Lewisham tomorrow. Because if someone tells me one more thing like that, I'm going to go mental.
Yeah, shut that shit down, people. Yeah. People don't need that crap in their lives. They've got enough going on. But yeah, and look, so much good has come out of it. I know this is really fucking hard, but all of a sudden, people are talking to their elderly neighbours. People are being more kind to each other, apart from the cunts in the supermarket stealing cans out of other people's trolleys. Oh. Don't do that. But yeah, there was always some kindness that will come out of this.
Hope so. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's, again, this is my sunny, my sunny outlook on things.
I would say kindness and also evil. That would be my prediction. let's see how it all pans out. That's what usually happens in wartime, for example.
Yeah. I might get into knitting. I probably won't. Yeah. Get some Netflix. Anything like that. It's all good, really.
Yeah. I mean, it's not. But
no, it's hard.
It might be all right. Probably it'll be all right. It will be all right.
Yeah, let's say
it will be all right.
Let's all say that.
I'm going to say it will be all right.
Yeah. So that's really excellent. And and as we said on the stories, we have about, I don't know, 25,000 bags of Scummy Mommy confessions. So we're going to mine through the Scummy archives. And every live show, we get the audience to write down a funny story on a card. So we're going to get those out of the shed.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think as well, maybe we'll do a daily straw bulletin of straws people can clutch at. Maybe we should do every day.
Yes. Yeah.
Cases down in China, you know, man in South Korea not feeling quite as poorly. Something like that.
Yes, that's right. Like, reasons to be cheerful or reasons to be less afraid. I don't know.
Reasons not to just end it all now. How about that? Is that positive sounding enough?
I think you've tried your best, Ellie.
This is why I used to be a copywriter and I'm not now. Anyway, all right. Well, is that about it?
Yeah, I think so. And just thank you, dear listeners and dear friends out there, because we can't do this job without you. I mean, there's no point making a podcast if no one fucking listens to it.
That didn't stop us in the first place, did it?
No. We didn't care 7 years ago. And here we are.
Yeah, no, so, it's excellent.
Yes, thank you for all your lovely messages. Please do, if you can, tune in tomorrow night, Friday night, 8:30, 20th of March, UK time, Instagram Live, and we're going to drink some wine and have some laughs, right?
Oh, God, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Let's do a little warm-up now.
Yeah.
All right.
Until next time. Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
Did you just sneeze? You just sneezed?
It was dust.
Get out of my fucking house. Get out of my fucking house! Get out!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.